You are listening to The Dolphin Pod, brought to you by the Dolphin Communication Project and Tiny Cow Studios. Hi, I'm Justin Gregg, your host for The Dolphin Pod. In this week's episode, we will review breaking dolphin news from around the world, focus our science spotlight on humpback whale echolocation, and in our kids' science quickie, we'll discuss Pelorus Jack. And now,
Dolphin Pod News Highlights.
The WDCS is reporting that the use of underwater sonar within 50 miles of the coast of the Canary Islands has been banned. The National Ministry of Defense, Ministry of Environment, and Canary Islands Regional Government have outlawed the use of sonar in a restricted area around the Canary Islands, home to a diverse number of cetacean species. According to the WDCS, the Spanish Navy used to limit sonar use when cetaceans were spotted in the area, but the new ruling offers more protection to the marine mammals and greater restrictions on naval operations. A group of volunteers attempted to rescue a sick Rhesus dolphin in Maui, but their efforts were cut short when a shark was spotted in the area. The Rhesus dolphin was spotted off of Sugar Beach and apparently tried to beach itself several times. Marine mammal experts suspect that the animal was sick, as it was listing to one side and incapable of holding itself straight in the water. After many hours of supporting the dolphin, volunteers were forced to leave the area when a shark was spotted. The dolphin was last seen swimming out to sea, but has not been spotted since the rescue attempt. A group of stranded common dolphins were returned to the open ocean on Christmas Eve. 14 common dolphins were found stranded in South Arm, east of Hobart on Tasmania, on Christmas Eve. A group of volunteers helped move the dolphins to a boat ramp, where they were released into deeper water. Unfortunately, two of the dolphins died, but thanks to the efforts of the volunteers, the other 12 were successfully released and did not re-strand. There are many things that differentiate odontocetes, or toothed whales, from mysticetes, or baleen whales. The most obvious difference, of course, being that odontocetes have teeth, and mysticetes have baleen. Coming in at a close second, however, is the fact that odontocetes echolocate, while mysticetes do not. But hold the boat, folks! This fact may not be a fact, after all. Just last year, a team of scientists published an article in the Royal Society journal Biology Letters describing the first ever recordings of something they termed magap clicks, strange click sounds produced by humpback whales. The name magap click is derived from the scientific genus of the humpback whale, Megaptera, combined with the word click. In order to understand why this is an important discovery, let's have a quick review of what echolocation clicks are all about. Here is what dolphin echolocation sounds like. The dolphin makes a click sound that it sends out in the water. When the click hits an object, it creates an echo, which then travels back toward the dolphin. By listening to the click echoes, the dolphin can then produce a kind of mental image of the object. Typically, a dolphin will wait to produce a click until it receives the echo from the previous click. This means that as the dolphin moves closer to the object, it starts producing clicks more rapidly. You can hear in the audio clip how the clicks seem to speed up. In this case, the dolphin is approaching our camera. Here it is again. Okay, with that information fresh in your mind, have a listen to this clip. This is an audio recording made from a humpback whale, and upon first listen, it sounds an awful lot like the bottlenose dolphin echolocation recording. In order to make this recording, scientists from the Hawaii Institute of Marine Biology, Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution, University of New Hampshire, and NOAA's National Marine Sanctuary Program placed recording tags on humpback whales. The tags, known as D-tags, are attached by suction cup to the whale's back. The tags record the whale's position and movements, as well as the whale's vocalizations. The clicks recorded by the tag had two important properties. Number one, they were only recorded at night, and number two, they were recorded during feeding episodes. These two observations certainly suggest that these might in fact be echolocation clicks, that is, clicks used by the whale in order to locate and track prey. There are other clues suggesting that these clicks might be echolocation. Firstly, the click trains, or series of clicks, usually ended in a rapid series of clicks called a buzz. This pattern, called a terminal buzz, has been observed in echolocating odontocete species, and usually coincides with the final phase of prey capture. These terminal buzzes were also accompanied by a sharp roll, that is, the animal turned quickly on its side, another behavior associated with prey capture. To watch a video 3D model reconstruction of a humpback whale during one of its feeding dives using MEGAP clicks, visit the Dolphin Pod website for links. As intriguing and convincing as this all sounds, the scientists involved are very cautious about stating that humpback whales are indeed echolocating. It may well be that these click sounds are simply a way for the humpback to herd or startle fish. In order for this to truly be called echolocation, we would need to know if the humpbacks are actually even able to hear these clicks themselves, let alone if they're able to use the echoes to gain object or environmental information. At the recent Society for Marine Mammalogy's biennial conference in Cape Town, scientists working on MEGAP clicks presented their findings. After the presentation, someone in the audience stood up and asked if the scientists had considered the idea that these click sounds might in fact be a form of communication, or more precisely, part of the humpback's song repertoire. Humpbacks are famous for producing elaborate songs, and according to this expert, these MEGAP clicks apparently resemble one of these song elements. This discovery highlights the fact that scientists still know very little about the behavior of whales and dolphins. Only a few decades ago, we did not even know that dolphins had a sense of echolocation, although today we understand it to be a fundamental aspect of their behavior, biology, physiology, and evolution. Whatever MEGAP clicks are, whether echolocation or a simple vocalization, they will be keeping scientists busy for years to come.
And now, a science quickie for kids.
Ballouris Jack was a resource dolphin who was famous for helping guide ships through a dangerous stretch of water in New Zealand known as French Pass. The legend of Ballouris Jack states that, back in the late 1800s, Jack would appear whenever a ship approached a strait and would help guide the ship through the treacherous rocks and currents into Ballouris Harbour. Legend tells that a drunken passenger on a steamboat called Penguin once shot Jack with a rifle. After that, Jack would never appear to help guide the Penguin into harbour, although he still helped other ships. Ironically, the Penguin was wrecked years later while trying to navigate French Pass without Jack's help. No ship ever wrecked in the pass when Jack was there to guide them. Jack was spotted regularly for over 25 years before disappearing in 1912, presumably having died of old age. What do you think about the legend of Ballouris Jack? Is his story science fact or science fiction? Do you really think he helped guide ships into the harbor? To learn more about the legend of Ballouris Jack, and to conduct your own investigation, visit the Dolphin Pod website for links.
Last show's winner was Izzy, who correctly stated that a wolfin is a hybrid cross between a false killer whale and a bottlenose dolphin. Now for this week's quiz. Where do the white scratches seen on the skin of Riso's dolphin come from? Think you know the answer? Surf on over to thedolphinpod.com and click on Dolphin Quiz. Leave your answer in the comments section. Winners will be randomly chosen from the correct answers and will be announced on next week's show. That's it for this week's edition of The Dolphin Pod. Thanks for tuning in. If you would like more information about the stories from this week's episode, check out thedolphinpod.com. If you've got questions or comments about this week's podcast, please contact us through the website. Why not consider signing up for the Dolphin Communication Project's online community? You'll get access to a forum where you can discuss the Dolphin Pod with other listeners. The DCP website offers a chance to adopt one of our dolphins from the Bahamas, as well as learn more about volunteer, internship, and ecotour opportunities. Don't forget to join us next week for more dolphin science news and information. And remember, the Dolphin Pod is only a click away.